Hello and welcome. We just heard the song Surrender To by the band Fate, F-A-I-T. And that was one of my songs. I just started with a song because we had some studio stuff going on. But that's done, so I'm here now. This is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life. This is on broadcasting on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I'm going to play some post-rock today, as I always do, from 2 to 3 on Thursdays. And it's going to be a good show. And today's been a very busy day for me because, and will continue to be a busy day because after this, I'm going to go run to get a bus, to get another bus, to get a ferry, to head back to Vancouver Island for the weekend. So it should be nice, and I'm looking forward to that. But I'm just going to be studying anyway all weekend because formals are coming around. So again, we just heard Fate playing the song Surrender To. And up next, we have a song by the band Simple Is Good. And the song is in Russian, so I have no idea how to pronounce it. Just a guess, it's Haborhax 6E3M backwards RTE, mixed between an X and a K, HOCT backwards N. So it's a good song, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So here we go. Thank you. That was Simple as Good playing Haborhack's 6M through Mertzkocken. Nailed that one. So I like that song. Simple as Good, they do post rock, but with a lot of piano. So if you're into that, you should go check them out a little more. And what else? Right. Permit me a little rant, if you will, about the construction on campus, because it's getting out of hand, and it's always been bad, but now it's getting out of hand because it, like, they close and open detours on a daily basis. So the route that you have planned to say to come to your radio show is just constantly changing. And I showed up to take this one path that I normally do, and then that path has been closed, and the detour is routed like all the way around the new sub. And it's just really, really frustrating. And it's so hard to get around. And it would be fine if it was like isolated pockets of construction, but they're doing construction everywhere. And they'll like start a project right next to another project. So there's nowhere to be in that area. And they've made the bus loop extremely hard to access. There's only one way to get into the gym now. And you can't go out the back door like I used to, because I tried to yesterday and then got yelled at by this one woman who was like one of the sign ladies who they manage the signs and like control traffic and stuff. And they think they have way too much power. First of all, just like barking at you, that's only a fire exit. What does it matter? It's like 4 o'clock on like a Monday. Like I'm not going to be in like, I'm not going to ruin anyone's day. I just want to leap through this door because it saves me like 4 minutes of walking time. Ah, tedious. Anyway, that's enough of that. So, moving on then, I want to play a song from the Canadian post-rock band Queto, who I've played in the past, because they released the album The Great Upheaval late last year, I believe. And it's just a really fantastic album. So I want to play the song Red Sand by Queto off the album The Great Upheaval. We'll be right back. That was Kwaito playing the song Red Sand off their album The Great Upheaval. It's a great album. I really recommend it. And just working along. So we had April Fool's Day yesterday. I wasn't part of any pranks because I don't really have time for that right now with exams coming around the corner. But also because pranks are just kind of mean. I remember one, I think really the one prank I ever pulled on April Fool's Day was I woke up early one morning when I was like, I don't know, 8. And I replaced all the sugar in the sugar jar with salt. And then my mom had a very salty cup of tea. And I still feel a little bit bad about that because I think about it now and I'm like, that must have been pretty unpleasant. So I hope if you guys were involved in pranks that they were good-natured and not salty as mine was. And my rage over construction is starting to subside, but I'm sure it will come out again in full force when I have to leave the station. It is just, if you've been on campus lately, you know, and if you haven't, just think of the worst thing possible. Think of, like, sneezing while you're eating a carrot, but then put construction everywhere and have to walk through it, like, 8 times a day every day, because it's awful. It's awful, and I don't like it, and it's, just gonna let it go. Maybe you guys have construction too. It's always annoying when there's construction like outside your house in the morning and you're like trying to sleep and you get jackhammers going. That's annoying too. Construction's just, it's an awful necessity. And I've worked in it and it's not that fun to work in either. Pays pretty good though. Pays pretty good indeed. The next song I want to play today is by the band Precious Fathers. They're kind of post-math rocky from Vancouver, which is neat. And they have, I believe, one album out, and it's self-titled. And it's a good album, and you can stream it on YouTube, so I recommend doing that. Again, the band is Precious Fathers, the album is Precious Fathers, and the song I want to play today is Red Norvo. And I can pronounce it because it's not in Russian. And it has letters that are things that I actually think are letters and not a backward 6. So this is Red Norvo by Precious Fathers. Thank you. Let that, let just like 1 second of the next song sneak in. That's what I get for being not attentive. We just heard from Precious Fathers playing the song Red Norvo. And that is a song that I like. They're a band that I like. As you may know if you have been listening lately, as you will soon know when I tell you, I've been dealing with an injured finger. And so I've been out of climbing, and climbing and radio and school are like the three things that I do. So it was a big bummer to only have two things. So I had to do hot yoga, which was fun, but also a bit of a grind because it's not the same kind of activity. It's not the same kind of exercise. I just really felt sweaty. So I'm getting back into climbing, but it's hard, but I'm happy to be back, which is really exciting for me. It was kind of like, I don't know if anyone out there has had a similar thing where you have a thing that's your favorite thing, and then you get injured, and you can't do that thing anymore for a while, and it's really, really hard. And then when you go back, it's so nice. So I'm just really happy to be getting back at it, because climbing is a super fun thing, and I like it a lot. A couple more tracks to play for you guys today. It's just coming up on 2:30, which means the show is half over. And what else? And it's a pretty nice day out. It's t-shirt weather, I'd say. I think it's like, I don't know, 13, 14 degrees maybe. And I don't know if this is something that you guys have been noticing, but I find that when seasons change, they change. Like, it went from being pretty cold and unpleasant to being pretty warm and nice in very short order. So that's always exciting. Not that it matters to me, though. I'm just going to sit and study for the next 3 weeks, I guess. Just study, study, study. It is hard. It's hard being a student. Anyone that says it's not hard being a student is either not taking what I'm taking or doesn't remember it or hasn't been a student, because it's a lot of pressure. Exam season is very unpleasant, and just like put in 12-hour days every day of studying kind of thing until your eyes bleed and your brain cries, and I have a lot of things to memorize, though. So I am going to get on that, I think, very soon. Well, I've already kind of started. It's not an ideal process at all. But after that, it'll be summer, which is going to be great. And I'm going to be in Vancouver for the summer, which is exciting. That'll be the first time I will be here over the summer, which means two things. It means I'll be closer to Squamish, so I get to go climb there a bunch. And it also means that the spice of life will continue over the summer. It will persevere, as it were. I was going to have a spice prepared today, but I forgot it. It was one of those things where you come up with the idea in the dream and then you forget it in another dream. I'll think about it and then I'll get back to you. I wonder if there's anyone out there who takes the spice that I say is the spice of the day and then like cooks with it during that day. I hope not, because it must be kind of weird to make dinner using regret, which was the spice of the day a few weeks ago. Well, I think/Google spices to come up with a spice. I want to play the next song by the band Mooncake. The song is Cast the Root off their album Zaris. They're a Russian band, but thankfully the name is in English. And I've played these guys a bit. I really like Mooncake. They're a fantastic band. They do good stuff. So I hope you guys agree with me, and let's listen to Cast the Root. So we just heard Mooncake playing the song Cast. So we heard Zoo Strategies playing the song Teen Suicide Ghosts Roam These Skate Parks. And then we heard Ultimate Steve, which was the song that we just heard, playing or played by the band The World Is a Beautiful Place and I Am No Longer Afraid to Die, off their album Whenever If Ever. And if you liked either of those bands, I suggest you check them out because they're both fantastic. The World Is a Beautiful Place is, I guess that's the short form. The World Is a Beautiful Place and I Am No Longer Afraid to Die is a really, really fantastic band with a great energy. And they have a very interesting style, and it's something kind of unlike what I'm used to because it's fundamentally, to me, post-rock, but I'm sure they would disagree with it. There's definitely some punk influence in it. Not as much in that song, but certainly in some of their other songs. And it's just a really interesting take. And I think it's just good to listen to. So definitely check out both of those bands as well. We are running out of time on my end. Up next, we're going to have Marco do an Astro Talk. So stick around for that if you want to space out with him. And I mean that as in like talk about space and spacey stuff. Not space out, but it could be both. I don't know. I don't know what's planned for that. Just as a thing that I usually do, there's a Facebook page for this show that you could like if you want to make me feel good. It's called The Spice of Life, 101.9 FM CITR. And you can find that on Facebook and throw a like. That way I post the track lists and sometimes other music, sometimes podcasts. And it's a good way that we can stay in touch because it's always nice to know that you guys exist and you guys are out there listening. And for you guys to let me know if you have any complaints or queries of any sort. And before I play the last song and play myself out, I want to tell a quick story about how a friend of mine has a mother who's a gastroenterologist, and he always calls her a gastronaut because she's boldly going where no man has gone before. And I just like that. I like that a lot. So if you know any gastroenterologists, or if you happen to be going into a colonoscopy in the next little while, I'm sorry to hear that. But also, you can pass that along. I don't know how kindly they'll take it, but I think it's quite funny. So there's that. The last song that I'm going to play today is by the band Three Steps to the Ocean, which is all one word for no reason. There might be a reason, not one that I know. Maybe if you put in spaces between the words, it would be more like 3.5 steps to the ocean, and that would kind of defeat the purpose. So anyway, it's off the album Migration Light, and it's a good album, good band, I enjoy them, and the song, fittingly enough, is called I End. So we're going to end with I End by Three Steps to the Ocean. Have a beautiful week, have a beautiful weekend, and I will be here next Thursday from 2 to 3 doing the same old thing. Except I'm going to be a lot more flustered for exams, so you can look forward to that. Thanks for listening. It's been a real pleasure, and I hope to spend this time with you again next week. See you guys later.
the album, you feel me, Shun? Yo, shouts out to Ty Dollaz. Shouts out to Haji Daddies. Shouts out to Lev Brizzle. Shouts out to Damien. Shouts out to Frankie Ocean. Shouts out to Sid the Dude. Shouts out to L Boy.
Big eared bandit is tossing all his manners in a bag and wrapping them in saran wrap bandages, tossing them in baskets with the rest of those sandwiches. So when he says it looks like an accident, flowing like my pad is the maxi. Is my bitch white and black like she's been mimicking a